Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 7th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming by-elections and the Russia-Ukraine war.
All parties and independent candidates participating in the forthcoming council and parliamentary are campaigning in most parts of Zimbabwe ahead of the election on March 26th.
At the weekend, the big two political parties, that is Citizens Coalition for Change and the ruling ZANU-PF party, campaigned in Matabeleland regions.
Will the parties fulfill their election campaign promises if voted into office? We will talk to political analysts about this issue.
In Ukraine, the war is raging with Russia bombing civilians who want to seek refuge in other countries. The Ukrainian government is seeking help from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the American government to fight against the Russians that are dropping bombs in most parts of the country, according to the Associated Press.
The United Nations says over 1.5 million people have fled Ukraine and over 5 million are expected to seek refuge in other countries within the next few months.
Ngibambe mahlabe zulinja lapho khona endawon zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lweUkraine. Sixoxa njalo langodaba oluqakathekile kakhulu kulama elections kunoko ke kwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke amabandla amaningi asekhankasela ukhetho noma by elections ozakwenziwa ngombimbido mhla ka-26. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi amabandla lawa ayathembisa sibili abantu izinto eziningi. Kambe izithembiso lezi bazazenza kwenza kwenza yini kungakhonokho bakuthembisa uZulu. Kumbe yize neze nje futhi bazikhulumela. Sikhuluma nje ke i-Citizens Coalition for Change ikathi igcwele sibili endaweni eziningi eGweru ukwazi ukuthi ke yaya endaweni ezithiyeneyo njalo eMatabeleland. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi kuningi Marvelous abakwenzayo lapha. Bese kusithi ke e-Ukraine siyabona ke ukuthi ilizwe lakwele Russia lokho libhomba ngamandla. So kuzima zimba indaba khona ngale kwele Russia. Kunjalo ke Marvelous. UMarvelous simbona zani ukhuntekile lapha, sathi ukuthi simdinge simbona ukuthi uye ngaphi. So umbona zani ke ube lenkinga le connection yakhe. So ukuthi sikwazeke ngama-by elections sizakhuluma khonapha-ke lo baba uNhlanhla Moses Ncube uMavela sibona zani sephendukile. So Marvelous, so we see that you know the Russians are bombing all over. According to the Associated Press, the Ukrainian government is demanding a no-fly zone. And Vladimir Putin of Russia is saying if that happens, that's a declaration of war against this country. So there's a lot of
A lot of talk about the no-fly zone, but like you said, Mr. Putin is saying if that happens, then it's a declaration of war. So it would be interesting to see impact between Ukraine and Russia. But kune awo vachangu pakupinda mchirongwa chedu, nasi nemswemu furo kutai March 7th, kutanisa isu shiriku itika munyika, panyaya ye gazi riro yema by elections, achange ariko mwezi uno muswa 26th. Chukona kutipa weekend panu panga paine magazi riro, ema bato akasiana siana, takao na Citizens Coalition for Change, vachita umisangano yao Mubulawayo nemukwekwe, Mubulawayo nemugweru, vakange vari kukwekwe munguwa ya fura asi takaona vari Mubulawayo nemugweru nezuro umovai chaga Rutsigiro. Tikaona ushakare ZANU-PF yanga iri kucholocho vachichaga ushakare Rutsigiro vokuti avo vachange vakavamirira mukanzuru nekuparamende vawaniko vachiwanikwa vachiwana Rutsigiro. Asi tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti pane hondo iri kuitika kuUkraine. Uko zvakare kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviriko zvimwewo zvakawanikwa zvichiwanikwa zvichitiza kubva munzvimbo iyi vachienda kunzvimbo dzakadai sePoland neRomania. Asi tinonzwa kuti pane zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muguta rinonzi Sumi iro ratiri kunzwa pari zvino kuti Russia iri kuedza uyezve iri kukanda mabhomba munzvimbo iyoyi uyezve zvinhu zvakadai semabridji marodhi zvakawanikwa izvo zvisingawanikwe zvichizoshanda zvakanaka zvokuti zvizvarwa izvi pari zvino asi pati zvawana mukana wokuti zvingabude sei zvichienda kumabhodha uko vari kuzopiwa rubatsiro kubva ku muzinda weZimbabwe uri ku Berlin kana kuti Zimbabwe embassy iri ku Berlin ku Germany nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ku Europe zviri kutiwo zviri kubatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinenge zvakwanisa kubuda munzvimbo yeUkraine asi tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya iyi tichikurukurawo zvakare nezviri kuvimbiswa neavo vari kupinda musarudzo iyi kuti zvichazoitika here kana vachinge vasarudzwa.
Yes, let's start with the Russia-Ukraine and your war. Mr. Ngobe, what's your take on the war in Ukraine?
The war in Ukraine is something which is, is a shocker, especially to us in Africa and in Zimbabwe, because we expect that the civilized world, which is the global north, should be the exemplary to the global south. Unfortunately, what we see happening there shows that human rights are not being respected worldwide, if we may put it. It's so worrying to see people's lives being destroyed, livelihoods being destroyed as well. Even some people that are Africans who went there thinking that they were seeking refuge or a better life. Some of them could be dead and homeless, as we speak, having nothing in the sense of livelihood. So it's very worrying, as it were.
So what is going to happen, because nobody knows now, right?
Yes, I think Putin will do as he likes, because considering that these things of nuclear and these weapons of mass destruction that he will be having, even those that could fight him, they will be afraid of sparking worse scenarios. So he will do as he pleases for quite some time. But my thinking is that at the end of it all, they will still sit down and talk about it, which brings the most salient question to say, why would you kill people? You maim, you murder, slaughter people like that, while knowing very well that the end of it will be a discussion. It's very unreasonable in that sense.
Yes, you are going to put in what you are saying, civil command, what you are saying, Ponjo Abantu. Come to Hamas and Konaba, Mamorango.
Yes, ukubhonjwa kwabantu khona lokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi umuntu ongaphathanga isikhali kulo umhlaba ungathi ngumuntu olesono. Ukuthi ke nxa ezabulala abantu ngaleyana indlela engabulali ibutho, ubulala abantu kazana. Which means ukuthi ingozi ekhona ukuthi okuyizinto okunje uzathola nakwelakithi khonapha sokusetshenziswa ukuthi engathi ithina singcono sibulela ababili kodwa uPutin wabulala abanengi. Kuyinto embi kakhulu esibona kusenzakala ebantwini. Njalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi akula lapho umuntu akhululeke khona. Loba kungaphi mina bengingakucabanga ukuthi ngingabona eEurope into efana naleyi esiyibona isenzakala. Ukungahlonitshwa kwelingolo loluntu osekuphilwa ngemibhobho ukuthi othele umbhobho nguye osethela impilo zabantu bonke. Kuyinto embi kakhulu eyangisayo kokuthi umhlaba wona lo waphetheya okuthiwa ngophucukile, ngicabanga ukuthi lawo uyayangeka kakhulu.
Yeah, so Marvelous, you can pose a question to him in English. Go ahead. Yeah, we have faced umbuzo. Go ahead, Marvelous. Go ahead.
Where you are right there, how are people taking what is going on in Ukraine and Russia?
The way it's a case of mixed feelings. There are some people who will argue in the sense that indirectly they are saying that Russia is okay because America has done some ills. Some people will talk of Iraq, they will talk of Libya, they will say, no, America did this in Cuba years back. America did not allow Cuba because it felt that Cuba's relations with Russia are a threat to it. So they are saying Russia is dealing with the threats. It's justified. But there are those who say that can we have human rights being violated and then we justify them? because in most cases, Africans who will speak about this, it will be people that are experiencing the same abuse, the same killings in their countries. But then you find them being divided between the two.
Yes, let's bring in Ubaba Usipho, Usipho Ngulube. Ubaba Usipho Ngulube, kona ngale ke kule South Africa. Baba Ngulube, siyawamukela ukuhlelo.
Yabo baba Dube, njani nabanye studio?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ye, akusho ukuthi wena uyibona njani impi le ekhona ngale ke kule Ukraine?
Hayi, uchaza kuhle umfo kancube. Kuyayangisa ukuthi ngaba 2022 okhe kutiwa ngezikhali sibiku. Abantu belola izikhali besiyabulala abantu, babangenele bababulala, abanye babukele kube yinto enhlekisayo. Njengoba sisho ukuthi abantu ba-divided, bakhona abantu bakithi abe-Africa abaningi abakubukayo konkana ukuthi iRussia yenza into enhle, bebala khona ukubafaka ama-example awenziwa ngo-America kwezinye indawo, amazwe njengoba babalile. Kodwa kulihlazo ukuthi umuntu angangenela abantu ababulale vele, kodwa xa kulamazwe awokhe sakhanda izikhali, kulamandla sakhanda izikhali sibili, vele ekucineni siyabe sithi bazazithesta ngaphi kanti. Ekucineni wona amazwe kuthiwa ngama-super power Russia bekokhe bethesta izikhali, bazazithesta ebantwini. O-South Korea bona labana bonke besenza izikhali, bazazithesta ebantwini. O-Iran bazazithesta ebantwini kwelinye ilanga. Angazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani ukuthi umhlaba vele kube le ndlela ukuthi into okuthiwa isikhali ingasenziwa. Angazi ukuthi kungenzakala njani ngoba kubuhlungu lokhu. Abantu bababukela kuthiwa yi-Ukraine, babukele i-Ukraine bakube yinto eyinhlekisa, kodwa abantu abahawulayo khonaphana lathi kuyasithinta ekugcineni. Njengoba sesibona indaba ye-oyili, idizili, i-fuel sikhwela kangako, okunye loba singasoze sikuzwe namhla, sizathi kuyaphela u-2022 sokusitshayile sesikuzwa direct. In one way or another kuzasi-affecta negative loba abantu bengafuni ukukuvuma khona lokho.
Yes, I was our now. Let's welcome Mr. Donna Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Makadi Muria Zimbabwe Akateria.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about the Ukrainian Russian war. What's your take on that war?
There's nothing that justifies the invasion of a sovereign nation. No matter what, there is nothing that justifies that. And I know and I'm ashamed that ZANU-PF is supporting that. There is nothing that justifies the killing of innocent people. There is nothing that justifies the destruction that we are seeing in Ukraine now, the destruction of infrastructure, the destruction of people's livelihoods. You have seen thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that are fleeing Ukraine, going into Poland, Germany, and other countries. It's unacceptable. That should not be tolerated at all. I know ZANU-PF and Russia are coming up with some flimsy excuses. I'm saying ZANU-PF and Russia because I saw good Dr. Mabaza wrote that trying to mention the things that my brother was referring to, the Cuba connection, but those are two different issues. Russia attacked, invaded Ukraine unprovoked, completely unprovoked. That should not be accepted by the world, and I hope NATO and other countries will get involved, more involved than they are right now, so that they stop this dictator from taking over Ukraine. It's Ukraine today. They may allow those that are supporting it, they will cheer up Russia as they are doing what they are doing. But the next thing, I'm telling you, Russia will be going into Poland. Russia will be going into Finland. Russia will be going even into Germany. So they should not be encouraged. Any right-thinking person and any government should be condemning what the Russians are doing. And doing that, it's even detrimental to us as a people, as a nation, as the world. Because what is going on in Russia right now is sends ripple effects to our economies, even in Zimbabwe, everywhere, even here in America, we are beginning to feel it. I'm in the oil and gas industry. The day that Russia invaded Ukraine, the oil, you know, rose just shoot up from $80 a barrel to $100 a barrel, and now I think it's at $110 or $115 a barrel. And when that happens, even fewer prices in Zimbabwe, fewer prices in Africa, fewer prices world over will go up. And fuel prices also have a ripple effect on other products, on other things in our economies. So this is uncalled for. Now we are suffering. We are reeling under, you know, exorbitant prices that are coming up, and we should brace for more price increments. Even here, yourself, you know, you pour fuel every day. Fuel has gone up, and that's all coming from which I can call the stupidity of Russia. It should never have done that. And I think there was always room for negotiations, for talks, for people to sit down and talk. But unfortunately, we are dealing with a dictator, we are dealing with someone who doesn't understand international law, who doesn't respect human rights, who doesn't respect the sovereignty of other nations. And it's unfortunate.
Thank you, Marvelous. You can join in right now.
Tombofunza kwamuri vajokora kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine. Tinoona zvakare kuti kune zvimwewo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvanga zviri kuita zvidzidzo zvekumusoro. Ikoko vanga vada kuita madokta, vamwe vari mumedical, vamwe vari kune mamwe mafields. Uyezve pane vamwe pari zvino sekutaura kwatirikuita vachiri muguta rinonzi Suni vari kutadza kubuda. I think vanosvika 18. Munoona sei zviri kuitika kuUkraine izvi?
Zvinonzwisa tsitsi, zvinorwadza moyo kuona madzimai nevana vachipinda mumabhazi. Kana vatodaro zviri kureva kuti vasiya ana baba, vasiya vakomana, vasiya anani, nekuti mutemo weUkraine uri kuti mwanakomana wese haasi kubuda, vane makore vanenge vati kurei havasi kubvumirwa kubuda. Kana kubuda madzimai pana chete, saka kureva kuti mhuri dzaparadzisa. Hapana chinhu chinorwadza kuti mumwe akagara uko, mumwe ari kokoko. Pamwe vanhu ivavava vachafa vakaonana. Vanhu vari kufa kuUkraine. Zvinorwadza, zvinobata moyo. Saka hachisi chinhu chatingafarire kana chatingapembedze chakadaro. Koyo vana vedu veZimbabwe vakawandisa variko. Hatinge kune vana vanosvika mazana matatu anoraudzira varinga vachidzidza ikoko. Ndoda kutenda maZimbabweans nevanhu veCCC vari kuGermany nekuPoland, nekuti vakasimuka vakamhanya-mhanya vakatuma mabhazi achitakura vanhu kubva muUkraine vachiendeswa kuPoland, vachiendeswa kuGermany. Ndoda kuvatenda zvikuru, nekuti chero nekwatiri kuno vaitifonera pakati peusiku, chief tiri kuda mari kuno, mari yedu yatinayo yashota, tipewo mari. Tikagara pasi sema external assemblies ACCC, tikati mumwe nemumwe assembly imwe neimwe ngaiburitse mari itumidzire inobatsira vamwe vedu vari kuGermany, kuita kuti vaburitse vana veZimbabwe vanga vachishungurudzwa nekutambudzika varimo. Zvinonyanya kurwadza ndezvekuti tine vamiririri vehurumende variko vari kuGermany kuPoland. Vakanyora tsamba yamakaona yakaonekwa nevanhu vese, vakaita vhidhiyo yakaiswa pazvivhitivhiti apo ichitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari ikoko ngavabude vega, ngavazvionere kuti vabude muUkraine vauye kuGermany, vauye kuPoland, tozovabatsira vasvika ikoko. Kana vachida kuenda kuZimbabwe, tovaendesa kuZimbabwe. Chii ichocho? Unhuri dzii hwakadaro ihwoyo kuti unotaurira mwana ane 19 years kuti abude munyika mukurwa hondo, kupisa hondo, apeka? Vanga vachiti vanobuda sei vana ivavo? Kana vasvikaka kuPoland, vachada kuvabatsira chii? Zimbabwe ichada kuvabatsira chii vaa muGermany kwakasununguka, kwavari kupiwa zvese zvavanoda? Saka ndakana zvikuru ndiuaasata weZimbabwe achitaura zvinhu zvinorwadza kudaro. Kwete kurwadza, zvinotosvodesa kuti ambasada uyu dzakakwana here chaizvo chaizvo kuti anotaurira kuti vana vatsekenyudze vasvike kubhodha. Vanosvika sei? Asi zvisinei, vamutetwa nevamwe vavo ana Dr. Zviko vakakwanisa kuunganidza mari, vakaisa mari kumabhazi, kumotokari. Vana vakatakurwa kubva imomo, vaitotaura vaitoita zvimwe zviya zveunderground, yekuti vanotaura nevanhu vari ikoko vanoziya kutakurwa vosvika paborder vopinda muGermany vopinda muPoland saka toda kuatenda zvikuru.
Yes, we had Dr. Mavaza, who was supposed to react to what Mr. Zokora is saying. Let's bring in Mr. Nhlanhla, Moses Ncube, you know, because there's a lot here that we can always talk about. And at the end of the day, it's a question of how we put things across. So, Mr. Ncube, we see that Mr. Zokora is saying, the government didn't do well here. But the government claims that they've actually helped some students to leave certain countries, to go back to Zimbabwe. And according to the Minister of Information, they've helped about 118 Zimbabweans. Not that all of them have been given air tickets, but some of them. You know, so what is your take on that?
It is very painful to see what students who are in foreign lands, what they are going through. It actually speaks to how responsive, how reckless, how insensitive our governments are. To me, this also mirrors, it's actually the microcosm of the larger world. We had students from South Sudan on this platform that had serious problems that were in Zimbabwe. And we are seeing the same thing of Zimbabwean students that are in the Ukraine. I actually concur with Zokora to say, how do you tell students to free themselves? Then when they've freed themselves one way or the other, when they are outside Ukraine, that is when somebody starts trumpeting that I'm helping the students, we are doing ABCD. I think our government should be ashamed of itself. It should be ashamed of its allies, because as Zokora was saying, I'm seeing my esteemed doctor there. Unfortunately, I didn't read what he wrote. You know, we need to come to our senses. We need to have the government coming to its senses, ZANU-PF coming to its senses to deal with issues like this. A Zimbabwean, wherever he or she is actually somebody who has been thrown into the dustbin, somebody who has got to see for him or for herself. Even the esteemed doctor, if something like this can happen, let's say where he is in the UK, you can be shocked that she can be stranded as well. Because if you do not have anyone, we don't have strong institutions. People will be busy having strong individuals. And if you have a strong individual than institutions, that's what you will get. You will have this kind of a situation where no one is responsible for these students. They have got to be on their own. Their parents are on their own. It's actually sad. Let me end by saying, as we are in South Africa here, the violence that happens here, everything that happens here to Zimbabweans, the government doesn't say anything. They don't bother. They don't care. For them, it's about them having a good relation with the relationship with the ANC. It's about having a good relations with Russia. Even when Russia is doing this, they will use this and say, no, we just teach people, we did not kill them. Did you see what was happening in Russia? So we are better than Russia because we didn't use those powerful weapons. So it's actually disgusting to say the least.
Yes, so for ngiyasindebele kamafutshane konoko okade ukhuluma ngakho baba Ncube, qhubeka baba.
Yes, sithi kuyadanisa kakhulu esikubona kusenzakala kubafundi abeZimbabwe okungayisibo bodwa abasemazweni. Sicabanga langabafundi esibabonileyo abeSudan akade beseZimbabwe labo bestranded baze bancediswa nje ngabantu ama-ordinary citizens. Yikho esikubona kusenzakala khona kusithi khona lokhu esikubona kusenziwa yiZimbabwe sokungathi kungumkuba osuqhela. Lokho kutshengisa ukusilela kukahulumende ekwenzeni izinto nguhulumende ongalandaba, ongagqize qakala, loba izizalwane zakhe zihluphekile, akazihluphi. Yena kukhangele kuphela yikwenza ubungane lamazona la njengaboRussia. Nxa kuseSouth Africa lapha kubulawa abantu bechaba eZimbabwe, uhulumeni uzichayela amangqetshane engaqhize eqhakala angeke umbone esukuma kumbe kusuka umuntu okhulumela kumbomela uhulumende esiza khona phe South Africa ngabazihluphi bona abakufisayo kuphela babe befuna ubudlelwano le ANC ukuthi nqabe besona ingabasoli njengoba sibabona uke wabhala ke udokotela uMabaza lapho ukuthi ngabantu ababonakala ukuthi bamilayo iRussia lo bengazitsheli nje mathupha kodwa ngabantu abamelayo okokuthi ngenye indlela zabalandaba lokudubeka kukaZulu inhlupho zikaZulu abalandaba lapha bona abakufunayo kuphela ngamandla so bajabule kabi uPutin nxa esenza so bazathi nxa betshaya abantu bese besithi hayi uPutin engathi yena osemazweni aphucukileyo wabulala abantu thina silitshaye ngemvubu kuphela asilenzanga lutho
yes siyakuza kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho Ncube ungayikhatshana Dr. Mabaza, welcome to the program. Dr. Mabaza is a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs, and welcome.
Yes, so the Russian issue, yes.
I missed a bit of what Jokora said. I couldn't hear him from here.
What you are saying is that the ZANU-PF government is doing nothing to rescue Zimbabweans who are trapped in the Russia-Ukrainian war, you know? So he says, you know, it's shameful that the government is just not doing anything.
To start with, Gibbs, there is a big problem where people just want to blame. We are in Ukraine, they are in a situation of a war. This is a war where the whole world has failed to enter Ukraine. Even America, even England, even Germany, they could not enter in Ukraine. Planes are grounded. People are not allowed to come in. There's only an influx of people coming out. So what has Zimbabwe done? Zimbabweans have been asked, as students, those who are able to communicate. They were given numbers on Twitter, on the social media, a number to call the embassy. And the moment they manage, if they do manage to cross into Poland, Romania, or any other peaceful country, the Zimbabwean embassy in that area will come collect them and make arrangements to fly them home. By last week, we had about 180 students who were assisted to get accommodation and some were flown home. As we speak, as of today, we have 25 students in Romania who have been assisted by the embassy. Yes, when people are in trouble, I need you to remember one thing. Family members, friends, and everything, they try anything they do. And if a family member helps you or the other people, it does not mean the government is doing nothing. We are in a situation where every country is complaining. They can't help. It's difficult. It's the most difficult time. But I can assure you, the Zimbabwean government has never, even for one day, forgotten about our students in Ukraine or anywhere else. The only thing I had said, and I will repeat it again, where our government must learn quickly and so that this won't be repeated, is to have a database of our students wherever they are outside Zimbabwe, our citizens. We had a problem with these people from CCC or MBC, whatever they want to call themselves. The government tried a program where they asked every Zimbabwean to register with the embassy. People were discouraged by MBC, saying, oh, don't do that. They want to monitor you while you're abroad. The idea is when there's a problem like this, we can account for each and every Zimbabwean out there. We've got diaspora missions here in England who are actually sending monies, who are sending funds to Ukraine. The problem is some are doing it as organizations, not as a government. And the government is doing its part. Every Zimbabwean, you and me, have a duty to save our nationals out there. We cannot in any way castigate the Zimbabwean government because of a war in Ukraine. We cannot in any way blame Zimbabwean government efficiency because of a war in Ukraine. We are talking of other better countries economically than us. We have failed to remove their citizens. We speak today, the Prime Minister of England was actually urging the English who are still in Ukraine to cross over to Poland and they can have helped. Because nobody, not even the British government, they can't go and send their people out of Ukraine at the moment. So this is a situation where we have to work together. Let's stop playing politics. We are not the ones who have caused the war in Ukraine. We have seen groups, how Zimbabweans, not only Zimbabweans, other Africans, have been treated badly in Ukraine by the Ukraine by the Ukrainian people. I have no respect for them. While we sympathize with what's going on, but they are the most cruel people on earth. And we are saying to our people in Ukraine, yes, you are facing problems. Try your way out of Ukraine. The government is there to help you. We actually set a tent before I go. There are tents set at every entry point in Romania and Poland, where you would see the region of Zimbabwe and big waves. The moment you come out, you will see the Zimbabwean tent. Go into that tent. There are embassy staff who are assisting you, helping people, and taking them either to Zimbabwe or to safer places, depending on where you want to go.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Dr. Mavaza, tinoona kuti pachiri zvakare nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichiri imomo muUkraine vari kune rimwe guta rinonzi Suni. Pane zvamuri kuita here? Ava vari kutonzi pari zvino havasi kukwanisa kutobuda muguta imomo nokuti maroad, mabridge havasi kufambika. Panofamba sei pa?
Right. Iko zvinezvi not only muguta iroro kune maguta akawanda kuchine vana vedu variko vamwe vacho takatisingatoziva kuti variko takutoziva kuti vanenge vari kufona nekutaura pazvivhitivhiti nekuisawo mameseji zviri kuitika ndezvekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuedza kukurukurirana nehurumende yeUkraine asi kuti tinzwisise chinhuwani hurumende yeUkraine iri kurohwa nerimwe rutivi nevanhu veRussia saka havana simba rekubatsira vanhu ivavo varitotizawo nevanhu vavarukizavo saka inguva yakaoma yekuti Zimbabwe iri kutokumbira vana vaya kana pane mukana wavanogona kuti vaende panzvimbo iri safe tinogona kuvabatsira kubva ipapo for now hakuna zvatokwanisa kuita hatina guta ratokwanisa kupinda muukraine kupinda muukraine izvozvo whether une diplomatic passport kana hauna hausi kubvumirwa kupinda uri kungobvumirwa kubuda chete saka chirongwa chiri pamabhodha ndechekuti hamusi kubvumirwa kuenda unless pane special arrangement yagara iripo kana vana venyu vakaungana panzvimbo imwe chete mozoona watora ipapo saka iko zvinezvi tiri kuedza kuavhoida kuti vanhu vaungane panzvimbo imwe chete because vakabatwa vari ipapo vanokuwadzwa vakawanda saka tiri kungoti pamuri ipapo edzai kuti mutsvage mupinde mune vari kufamba mufambe muende kubhodha kana maa pabhodha muri the other side mukachai tiri pabhodha uri 5 miles away tinogona kunegoshieta nevanotichengetedza mabhodha enyika idzi kuti vana vedu vabude vayambuke ende munzwisa chinhu chimwe chete havasi vana vezimbabwe voga vari parumana nzombe inyika dzose dzanga dzine vana vari kuukraine nyika dzekuafrica nekuindia tine vana vazhinji vari kudzidza urapi kana kuita vana makanika vendege vese variko kuukraine nevata zvemuchadenga all the science subjects vazhinji variko kuukraine because ukraine yanga yakachipa pamari yayo yemaschool fees saka vakawanda variko dambudziko riri kune vana vese kana vekuindia vari kuchema india yakapiwa ndege yakatakura vana vayo kwete vese only 200 vakakwana kupinda mundege because india ine over 200,000 kids vari kuukraine zimbabwe so far tine over 500 but so far vatiri kuziva vakataura neembasi vanosvika mazana mairi saka isitiri kuti chatadzidza tete mavhe ndechekuti remangwana yedu hurumende maembasi edu kwaanenge ari anofanira kuunganidza mazita evana vezimbabwe vanenge variko kuzvikoro kana kupi kuitira patinoita dambudziko rakadai kana rimwe dambudziko rese tinokwanisa kubatana nekukasika nekuunza vakakumba.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in ubaba Usipho Ngulube. Ngulube, ubazwile lapha bekhuluma abanye ngodaba lolu. Sipho, umbono wakho.
It's unfortunate baba ukuthi laba abantu bepolitiki bazavisa into zepolitiki empikiswaneni yempenje njebanomuzwa ubaba lo ekhumanga ngokuthi i-MDC kuvcc yadiscourage abantu ukuthi baregister ku-embassy. Angikhona ukuthi kuliqiniso lokho. All Zimbabweans, lathi sinje siyafuna ukuba registered ku-embassy. Wonke amaZimbabweans outside the country afuna ukuba registered atrekeke ku-embassy. Lokho is not political, it's about your government of the day. Noma i-government yizanu, noma yi-CCC, noma yiphi government, we have to be registered. I-Zimbabwean government is failing. It's not failing just in Ukraine lapho kulempi khona kuphela. It's even failing here in South Africa, njengoba Ncube ebekile. Kanti se-South Africa singabali impi, ngiphume off topic kancane. Silabantu abaselindela ababotshwayo abafuna uncedo abafuna nje just a bath ukuthi ebakholekte elindeli baseZimbabwe. Abantu they are dying lindela repatriation center lapha without help from i-government. embassy in Zimbabwe is doing nothing. Abantu on the ground, they are trying to help, giving abantu ama 500 just to utibapata litiki te pass. Now, when you pata litiki te pass, you die in there. Abantu spend 6 months. Abantu bale 1 year. Abantu we don't even know. Abantu are dying there. So, it was simple kanjalo. Why government is not coming in? In Ukraine, they are saying uti kule empi. But in Bamanyamazo, see, I use it as Ayenza. Umubuchiro, what about Futiba, rescue about the rest of Poland, Sebekuma neighboring countries? How do you rescue Mutevere Sepumilian Bozi? How do you rescue? We have Makatusuti, India has got a plane rescuing their owners. Why is this Zimbabwe not trying here as a government? They haven't been trying, but the Bafuna would have to send a Pumere to here. Which is wrong?
Yes, go to whatever we are going to hand. I'm after going to.
Ubuhlungu Dube ngoba njengoba uchilo i-government i-Zimbabwean government is just like South African government. They are standing with the government of Russia. They can't condemn the government of Russia, but ama-Zimbabweans, they are affected. Bafuna kuze kufe even kusho ukuthi ungafa ama-Zimbabwean citizen e-Ukraine. They won't even be brave to condemn the government. Nothing. You can be friends with the government, but you can condemn it. We know Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF, they are partners in SSA. They are coming, they are friends with the Russia. But you can tell your friend, this is wrong. We have got our citizens caught in the situation there. So they want those Zimbabwean students to die in Ukraine so that they can raise a voice. Why are they not raising a voice at least? Say to the president of Russia, this is wrong what you are doing. Stop it, you are all affected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Stay on the line. Mr. Zokora, go ahead, sir. Maybe you have got some reactions here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard Dr. Mavaza referring to America and UK that they're also finding it difficult to get their people out. That's not true. UK, America, and even other African countries have made special arrangements to get their citizens out and to put them in safety. And our government has failed to make such special arrangements. If it is a government that cares about its people, it should make special arrangements for its people, for its citizens, to get out of there. If the airspaces, yes, airspaces are closed, but what about the roadways? What about the railways? All those are open. And people are moving out of Ukraine. You make special arrangements. So I go back again to our CCC, German and Europe Assembly. They managed to make those special arrangements to get our children out, to get Zimbabwe out. And they are still doing that up to now. So who is the government there? You also heard Dr. Mavaza, confirming that they failed to do a database for Zimbabweans in the diaspora. How can a government fail to account for its citizens? It's embarrassing. It's shameful that he can come here and admit that they failed to do a database for Zimbabweans that are outside. Why would they fail? We have a database ourselves. As CCC, we have a database for Zimbabweans that are outside the country. If you are, and we only established our diaspora secretariat just a few months ago. If you want right now, jump onto the Diaspora Affairs desk, Diaspora Affairs Facebook page, Diaspora Affairs Twitter handle. You can register as a Zimbabwean and we begin to talk to you and engage you. We do have databases, and I don't know how a government can fail to encourage people to do the same thing. I would do it because, like my brother said there, that's a Zimbabwean thing. I would not fail to register myself, if it was worth it or if the government comes in and explains it very well. Unless they come in and say, we want to tax you, we want you to pay a diaspora tax, then of course people will not do anything. And then another reason that may make Zimbabweans run away from such an arrangement is that they don't have trust in the government. Trust is important. Zimbabweans have stopped trusting ZANU-PF or the government because of their failures and because of what they are doing, that they get, they only want to get from diasporans, they get money from diasporans, they get millions of dollars, we are remitting millions of dollars, we have kept this government going, but we are not getting anything in return, nothing, they're just taking. We ask for the diaspora vote, they refuse. We ask for a number of things and they refuse. When it comes to passports, our prices are different. We are overcharged in everything. So what is this government really doing to deserve Zimbabweans to do anything, you know, with the government? It's unfortunate. But again, we thank Europe and Germany for what they are doing for Zimbabweans in Ukraine.
Yes, and thank you so much. I think we are going to turn to another discussion concerning by-elections. There's a lot that is happening. You saw it at the weekend. Your own party was having a lot of fun, you know, and a lot of speeches out there in Bulawayo and Gweru. So give us your take on how successful your campaign is or how failing it is, Mr. Sokol.
Just very successful indeed. Zimbabweans are happy. I've never seen Zimbabweans so happy. They've welcomed the new baby everywhere. It's yellow. Everything has been yellowized. Bulawayo was yellowized. And you also saw Mkoba. It was yellowized. And you can just tell that people have been waiting for something like this. It's something that is giving hope, you know, to Zimbabweans. Millions are now believing that change is definitely coming. And the speech, President Chamisa has been preaching on all these rallies, that he wants we all Zimbabweans to come together. And he has put citizens at the center of everything, at the center of all the decisions, at the center of everything that we are going to do going forward as a party and as a government as we get in. He has also said he wants to work with everyone. He has called upon all political parties and everyone who is a citizen. The only qualification you have is that you are a Zimbabwean citizen. Come, let's work together as citizens of Zimbabwe and you know, bring Zimbabwe for change.
Thank you so much. Marvelous. Chipende, briefly.
Vachokora, pane here zvakataurwa nava Chamisa zvamukati zvakanyanyobata veruzhinji vakange vari pamisangano iyi. Tinoona musangano wekubulawayo uyezve musangano watakazoona kugwero.
Vachamisa varatidza kuti ndo baba vari mumba. Vari kutaura kuti iko zvino tatanga chinhu chitsva, taregererana vanhu vose, huyai tishande pamwe chete, tibate pamwe chete, vemapato, vemaorganizations, maZimbabweans, macitizens, mavenda, chero munhu wose arikuda kuti Zimbabwe ichinje, huyai tishande pamwe chete. Izvi vakazvitaura kuBuruwayo, vakazvidzokorodza zvakare kuGweru. Vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe ngatibatanei. Vakataurawo zvakare kuti vanhu vese ngandei tinonyoresa kuvhota. Iyi ndo message inonge ichifanwa kunge ichitaurwa nemunhu wese. Asi tinoziva kuti kune vamwe mapato asingatodi kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Vatotori nemari yavari kutora muhurumende inofanwa kunge ichishandiswa neZEC kuti idzidzise vanhu, iite kuti vanhu vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Asi nekuti havadi kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota, havatombotauri nezvazvo. Asi takaona kuMkoba President Chamisa vakatoimba, kutofoma, kutofunga chimbo ipapo vari pastage, kuimbira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiita mutungamiriri wese, kana kuti munhu wese ari muZimbabwe. Handei tinonyoresa kuvhota, handei tinonyoresa kuvhota, tigokwanisa kuvhota musa 26 March nekuzovhotawo zvakare muna 2023.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Ncube, Mr. Nhlahla Moses Ncube. Your take on the by-elections and the campaign so far.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. As the Freedom Alliance, we appreciate the fact that people were able to campaign, especially this past weekend. The opposition could campaign, and there was no reported violence that we have had, which is quite a good thing. And then responding directly to what Mr. Tsokora has just said, we, as the Freedom Alliance, we are glad to see that a lot of organizations are now actually trumpeting our call for the unity of all stakeholders, CSOs, faith-based organizations, political parties, the students' movement, the workers' movement, etc. Because we have been seeing people talking about the unity of political parties, the unity of the elite. But now we have sounded this long and wide to say that we need engagement. And we are yet to see how genuine they are, who they are going to have. Because as he is saying, he says that this is something which is done by the people. So we will be seeing how the people are going to be doing it. We are glad that we have been doing it in the open, and it's being embraced as it were. We also hope that ZANU-PF will learn that when people talk about inclusivity, what do they mean? Something which is totally different from the 1987 Unit Accord, where you get two parties coming together and then the name belongs to one of them. And you condemn another ethnic group to be deputies in that setup. So Mr. Tsokora's party has now adopted a moral standpoint, which is not going to be very easy for them. We will see if they are going to actually do it. But we are glad that they have adopted what we have been talking about. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thina njenge Freedom Alliance sithi siyakubuka ukuthi kule iweekend kuthiwe abantu bebekhankasa akuzange kwaba le violence kumabandla lawa aphikisayo, okuyinto esiyibona inhle. Thina njenge Freedom Alliance sikhulume ngobumbano lomuntu wonke olukazulu olungayisilo lwama-political parties. So ke nxa labo ke sebevuma ukuthi lokho esikwenzayo bakulingise oTsokora, sicabanga ukuthi ke kuzaphimeka kahle, kubonakale bekwenza khonokho. Njengoba sithi kuzakwenziwa nguZulu, sizabe sikhangela ukuthi uZulu uzakwenza yini kumbe uzabe ekwenzelwa. So ke sibona kuyinto efaneleyo ukuthi imodeli yethu lesiyifakileyo ilandelwe ukuze umbusazwe wezakithi uhambe ngendlela. Singazitholi sibona into efana leyezanu le okwathiwa khona ihlanganele lezaphu kodwa kwasala ibizo kuyizana, njalo kwasala kuyikuthi abantu bakithi sebengo-deputy. OTsokora labo sibabekele izibuko, sibabekele amehlo awokhozi ukuthi sibabone ukuthi bona kibo bayahlonitshwa yini abantu bakithi, kwenziwa izinto ngendlela ehlukileyo kweyezana. Kodwa-ke sibachayela ihlombe ukuthi imodeli yethu sebeyikopile ukuthi bayisebenzise lapho.
So, okay, let's go to Dr. Mavaza. Away from the Russian issue, Dr. Mavaza, how is your party campaigning right now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you. The first thing we must all understand is, yes, the campaigns are going very well. ZANU-PF is campaigning to take over all the seats which were abandoned by MDC, now called Triple C, whatever name they call themselves. But the reality of the matter is, while we take these elections seriously, we already have a driving seat. We already have the majority in parliament. Whether the outcome of these elections do not mean a thing to ZANU-PF at the moment. But yes, we are urging our people to vote. Vote on the 26th, vote for ZANU-PF, vote for ZANU-PF councillor, vote for ZANU-PF MP, so that we don't waste money by giving these portfolios to people who will be recalling each other very soon. So we have been so serious about this matter, and we are campaigning seriously well. We are not using people to pretend that there's violence when there's no violence. We are not provoking people around. I just wanted to make a comment briefly that Tsokora is seriously in a serious dream and very wrong. After he described to you how Chamisa composed a song in front of people and started singing it, it's not a comedy. We Chamisa is a comedian. We don't like comedy. Now, this is a serious business where we go up there with ideologies, with plans, with people, with things already planned for. I wanted to say briefly, I know we are talking about these elections. Yes, I will go back a bit that last time in Kwekwe, there was violence which was not very good, and the people were arrested and they're in prison as we speak, awaiting trial. And I haven't heard anybody except the last speaker who has actually congratulated the parties for being well behaved in the previous campaigns up to the ones we've done so far. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, I just wanted to make a further explanation the problem we are having now is people who are campaigning out there. So many people coming, and we are seeing videos being mixed up and then of people from CCC in yellow, whichever colors they want to call themselves in. It is not how many people are in the ground. It is how many people will vote for you. They are setting up a show to behave as if people are after, they love them, they are coming there because of them. No. Most of these people, like in Blawayo, they were busing people from Harare to go to Blawayo to attend Chamisa's rallies. In other words, Jokora must advise his party not to be taking people all over the country for rallies. You must have people in your area, the area you are campaigning for. Let them come to the rally, then you can be able to gauge how many people you have. Yes?
But ZANU-PF has been accused of busing a lot of people.
We've been accused of doing that, but we've not done that. We've busted people who are in the constituents we want to, in the province we are talking about. We've never busted people from Harare to Bulawayo, like what MDC was doing last week. We would give our people transport to go to the venue, wherever they are within the areas, because it helps us to see our catchment area, to see what support we have, and see how we can do to increase our support or to make our people understand us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's have Ubaba Ngulube lap. Ubaba Ngulube is an independent man. He's not in ZANU-PF. He's not in CCC. He is Mr. Ngulube. So, Ubaba Ngulube, Uba Zulu lapa bekuluma, pose lako.
Amarali, abantu amarali na bavala. But what's the purpose of the rallies, la mindful? Is that not you are green, abantu batwa? MTC la yunga kutwela, abantu ba yellow. That's the purpose of the rally, which you catch abantu kibanga. Ama kubale yellow. That's the purpose of the rallies. That on the side, ukuthi MTC is passing abantu from the rally, kumbe CCC from the rally. We know who is passing abantu from the other provinces. This is that they don't have capacity of even passing abantu from Mentawa and Duna to Plawad, because they will be having roadblocks everywhere. Those people are voluntary. You can even have rallies double. You can see the other people are happy. The other people are just sitting there like they are hungry. But I don't want to go there. I didn't want to. Nothing. But in the way I'm going, I'm going to do nothing. Same place I wouldn't have my elections. Introduce ECC, they're having fun this weekend. That's the right way to hold the 7th. They're having fun. And this excitement towards our elections, we have seen it in 2000, we have seen it everywhere. But as long as the thing about reforms in Zimbabwe, you would dial on a man. You would dial on the local man. We won't get the results if they are free and fair results after our elections. After elections, you see our court cases. About going back to our court cases. I don't know opposition, where do they get the courage? Which about this election will be free and fair? Why at least we don't have Rama independent nothing? Well, this electoral system is not reformed. The electoral system is that you have a court after a national election. Structures. The Zimbabwe Election Commission is not independent. The army is Milan. Ama police is Milan. So if those structures are not independent, they are controlled by a certain party, a ruling party, should I say. So very, you must forget. Unaba is smoke screen, which will have results misleading just this time. But 2023, they must forget. Without reforms, very, they must forget. I don't know what was this excitement in Sarasla. Just like excitement even in our Mokem Tangrara, our Kipso. We have always been having this excitement. But after the results, we go to Yamakos. It's a waste of resources on where one blow.
Yes, I was going to go. So let's get a reaction from a doctor. So I mean, Mr. Sokora. Now let's go ahead.
Apoti kumiarikani wenu varuta ora iwo vachiti tukona kuti vanhu vari kubuda vachienda kumarali nezvimwe zvakadaro asi kana pasina kuvandudzwa kwemutemo yesarudzo. Hapana zvinokwanisa kuzobuda zvakanaka. Munoona sei zviri kutaurwa nevakakutaura vazvikora.
Those are true, Karachi Chitaura. We are fighting for electoral reforms, and we have been consistent on that. And it's not only the Triple C that should be fighting for these reforms. We should all come together as political parties, as Zimbabweans, as civic organizations, and as citizens to demand for electoral reforms. You know, we always go into these elections in protest, under protest. But we know that the electoral field is not level, and we will continue to demand those electoral reforms that we have been consistently demanding. And going back to what Dr. Mabaza has been hallucinating about all this time, Triple C, like my brother Ngulube said, has no capacity to bus people. We can't bus people. We don't have money. We have nothing. We are a poor party, a party that just started a few months ago. We can't afford to bus anyone. All those people that you saw in Bulawayo, in Gweru, they came on their own volition. No one was forced. No one was given a dollar. No one was bused. We can't do that. We know ZANU-PF has the money. Here's the capacity. There are no roadblocks to them. They can bus people from anywhere. But they failed to do it, unfortunately, in Cholocho. You saw there were many people, more dignitaries sitting in the tents than the people that were supposed to be addressed. They sent buses all over Cholocho, and we were told that people were running away. It's very unfortunate. They have the money. They have the buses, Mazupuko buses. Takushika kupota tichikwira mabhazi ezupuko nekuti tinogona kungopepuka wapa rally yaunga usina kuronga kuenda. Isusu hatidaro, hatikwanise kudaro. And then nyaya vamabaza kuti vanouya pa national radio votaura zvinhu zvinonyadzisa kudaro, shocking and embarrassing, talking about what ZANU-PF or the government has done in Kwekwe, that they have arrested some people. We know that half the people were also released, and nobody could explain that. But he ari kukanganwa kuziva kuti pane munhu akafa. Mboneni Ncube akafa. Mboneni Ncube is somebody's child. He's somebody's father. He's somebody's husband. And for him to come and talk the way he's talking, that ZANU-PF deserves praise for killing people. And then after you've murdered someone, you even try to take away his corpse, and you are now claiming that he's a ZANU-PF member. When you saw him in yellow regalia, and you killed him in yellow regalia at a rally in Kwekwe, and then you go to the morgue, to the mortuary, you claim that, but who does that? I've never seen a parent, a government that disrespects people when they are there, when they are alive, and disrespects them again when they are dead. They ambushed.
Thank you, Chokora. Mr. Dr. Mabaza, 10 seconds. Can you react to that?
Thank you. As I have already said, Chokora...
Very briefly. Yes, very briefly.
Yeah. Triple C is the problem. Everybody in yellow does not mean that he supports them. My sister, Marv, today is in yellow. She does not say she supports Triple C. Yellow is our color. It's even in our national flag. It's nothing to do with Triple C. It is true that these guys did bust people from Harare to Bulawayo. It's a topic for another day. But the point is, I have said, we need to celebrate, to thank the police where it is due. Give praise where it's due. The police have done their job, arrested people, took them to court, and then court awaiting trial. Police are not ZANU-PF. They always say, if it's a ZANU-PF supporter, he won't be arrested. People who caused the havoc, who caused the death of Mr. Ncube, they were arrested, and Mr. Ncube was buried, and then that's done. We are simply saying the government will not stand in between justice and elections. The government will do the best it can to make sure peaceful elections in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in UK, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, who is a political commentator and member of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is an independent political commentator based in Johannesburg, and Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. He is based here in the United States of America. He has been featuring in our program like Dr. Mabaza and others. So we really thank them for always participating in this program. and wish to thank everybody who took part in the program today. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Margaret Sisanganya, who in Washington saying have a very good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.